This is GQDN for Wednesday, September 26th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of great stuff, people. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. Excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, well, you know what happened yesterday. It's PlayStation State of Play. We do have a little bit more news other than that, but within the State of Play, we'll be talking about some other stuff as well. Which means we're going to start today outside of PlayStation, because GamesHub.com did say that SAG-AFTRA, which is one of the unions in the games industry, did hit League of Legends because of allegations of one of the production partners did try to go around the ongoing video games actor strike. And they're saying that Formosa has violated the SAG-AFTRA union terms by initiating said action. And as a result, they've chosen to strike League of Legends. Riot Games is not involved in the circumstances. Here's what SAG-AFTRA did say about this. Quote, SAG-AFTRA charges that these serious actions are egregious violations of core tenets of labor law, that employers cannot interfere with performance rights to form or join a union, and they cannot discriminate against union performers. That is on the union's website for the quote. The unliteral, and words are hard, surreptitious transfer of the union to work on a non-union shell company is an impermissible and appealing attempt to evade a strike action and destroy performance right under labor law. So that did happen, and now there is a strike because of it. Now we go to what happened yesterday, and there's going to be some other stuff that we get to talk about during the game's reveals. So, State of Play happened yesterday. Eurogamer has given us all the games that were detailed. And they started out with Astrobot's DLC, which will have 10 new levels, and that'll be coming out very soon. Astrobot is out now. Then we go to The Midnight Walk, and that is a type of a horror game that will be out for PlayStation 5 and PlayStation VR 2, possibly out next year. Sticking with horror, Hell Is Us was next up, and it does look quite interesting for a horror game as well. That'll be coming out possibly next year. And then there's Metro Awakening VR, which is another horror game, which is the way that they started things. And this is going to be VR, and it'll be released on November the 7th for PlayStation VR 2. Now we get to go to a little bit of an RPG type. The ArcheAge Chronicles will be on PlayStation 5 in 2025, but now we hit our first story. POW World, and that is now on PlayStation 5. But, according to PlayStation Universe, it is now on hold in Japan. Why? Because the POW World developer and PlayStation are withholding it in Japan because of the lawsuit between Pocket Pair and Nintendo. Here's what Pocket Pair did say. Quote, we have received notice of this lawsuit and will begin appropriate legal proceedings and investigations into claim of patent infringement. At this moment, we are unaware of specific patents we are accused of infringing upon, and we have not been notified of such details. So they did not talk about why this is being withheld, but basically we already know. So that'll be indefinitely. So back to the games. Lunar Remastered Collection will be arriving next spring, and that'll be on both PlayStation 4 and 5. There's an update to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge, because the Radical Reptiles are becoming the DLC for the game. And there will also be a free remix of the soundtrack that goes around the DLC, which is already out. So two updates there. Now we go to our second story. Sonic X has also been announced, and that will be coming out on Friday, the 25th of October. And guess who gets to voice it? According to NintendoLife.com, it's Keanu Reeves. In fact, PlayStation said up on Twitter, quote, Keanu Reeves is the ultimate life form. Sonic Shadow Generations dev discusses the legendary actor's in-game voicing acting. So that'll be a part of the movie pack, and that'll be in the deluxe edition with the game that is set to release on the 25th of October. So here is what some of the quotes are. And this is coming from the description of the Hero Pack. Quote, on December 12th, all Sonic Shadows Generations digital deluxe owners can take on a new look as Shadow and play through the unique level inspired by the new movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, featuring the voice of Keanu Reeves. In fact, Shun Nakamura was up on the PlayStation blog. Quote, this content will not have a story which, per se, that would relate directly to the movie. Rather, as you can see in the trailer, it'll be set in Tokyo, where Shadow visits in the movie. So Keanu Reeves is going to be in Shadow Generations. Sonic Shadow Generations. Fine. Fantation Neo Dimension was also announced. And now be coming Thursday, December the 5th. So 3 days after my birthday. That's great. I'm just saying. But there was another trailer that came out too. And this one had quite the movie to it. Dragon Age The Veilguard. And that will be released on Thursday, October 31st. And they showed the Blighted Dragon trailer. And they also showed the deep dive of the mage build. So we shall see what happens there. All to all of you Alan Wake people, the lake house for Alan Wake 2 is coming. And that will be coming this October. Yeah, we went back to horror. But here's something that caught some people by surprise. Hitman World of Assassination was announced for PlayStation VR 2, and that will be coming out this December. Once again, it'll only be on PlayStation VR 2. I know somebody's trying to, or is hoping that they'll change their mind on that. You'll hear them Saturday night. Now, The Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver 1 and 2 remaster also showed up, and that does look interesting too, because that is a remake, and that'll be available on Tuesday, December the 10th, for both PlayStation 4 and 5. Oh, more horror. Thanks, Blumhouse. Fear the Spotlight will be coming Tuesday, October 22nd, for PlayStation 4 and 5. So, yep, fear it all. Here we go, words are hard again. Towers of Ashkabsa will be on PlayStation 5 in early access in November this year. So if you want to do some building with some magical creatures, go for it. Yes, there was some skins that was coming there too. Lego Fortnite. And Lego Fortnite, the game will have a split screen mode this October. And they said that they're teaming up with PlayStation. So that way you could have a nice decked out PlayStation DualShock controller. I'm sorry, DualSense controller. When I say DualShock, I'm thinking about the one. My bad. But if that doesn't tickle your fancy, Destiny Warriors Origins will be arriving on Friday, the 17th of January, 2025. Okay. Then, of course, they had to show a trailer of Monster Hunter Wilds, and that will be coming to PlayStation 5 on Friday, February 28th. We did say about LEGO, right? Horizon Zero Dawn and LEGO will be coming Thursday, November 14th. So if you liked Horizon Zero Dawn, you might like this one in LEGO. Oh wait, it's getting remastered too. So here's the deal. If you have Horizon Zero Dawn, the original game, not the LEGO game, the original game, you can get the remastered version for $10. And that'll be on Thursday, October 31st for both PC and PlayStation 5. Now, They did do some recorded conversations, and they have some other things that happened with the remake. So if you played that, have fun with it. Stellar Blade is getting an update too, and it's a photo mode that's coming to Stellar Blade with the collaboration of Nier Automata. So have fun with that. They also announced the PlayStation Plus games that will be coming in October, and it'll be Dead Space, WWE 2K24, Doki Doki Literature Club Plus, and that'll be starting on October 1st. And they also said that Blood Omen Legacy of Kain and Dino Crisis will be added to the PlayStation Plus Classics catalog. And they also showed some of the enhancements from the PlayStation 5 Pro, along with, what was the surprise, The Ghost of Tsushima getting a sequel called The Ghost of Yoti, and that'll be coming next year. Now, WCCF Tech said that maybe they could have done even more, because The Ghost of Yoti was there, but the Bungie Marathon was not there, and Death Stranding 2 was not there. So could they have done more? Yeah, they could have. And PlayStationLifestyle.net was basically agreeing with that, because they were also saying that Marvel's Wolverine could also have been a part of it. But we know that PlayStation is also at the Tokyo Game Show, and because that they are, there's a lot of games that are on sale. And I mean a lot. So if you like times the games on sale, go check out the PlayStation Store. And just for Golden, WCCF Tech did say that the Nintendo Switch 2 has some backward compatibility. And they did hint on some recent findings. So the Switch 18.0.0 firmware update did support some new type of mount points, and they would expose some files to the games, such as some combat, and the new types of the mount point could actually have some quality assets for the Nintendo Switch 2. That's what they're saying. But they are making updates. Speaking of updates, here's your Raid to World first update, just to end things out. Right now, 7 out of 8 complete. It's just these three. Liquid, right now, number 1. Echo's number 2. And Method is number 3. There's 7 of 8 right now. And right now, the last boss to Liquid is at 63.58%. Echo's got it at 71.66%. And Method has it at 99.05%. And that's one pull, about 17 hours ago. But if you look at the pulls, Liquid did 45 pulls, and Echo's only done 10, where Method has done 1. The race goes on. We will keep you updated tomorrow as well. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. Here goes the race.